Hi there. Welcome to Module 12 of School of Certified Mediumship Training. You know, living as a medium in the 21st century can be a huge challenge. We're surrounded by people who are awakening, which is amazing. But we're also surrounded still by thousands and millions of people who are in complete denial about the shift that is taking place. That can leave us with psychic vampires. It can leave us with draining negative forces that the more you continue to develop as a medium, the more and more challenging it can become. I never realized this as I first started as a medium. I thought, this is a piece of cake, no problem. But the more I gave readings and the more I honed in on my skills, and the higher and higher I seemed to elevate my vibration of being able to communicate with spirit, the harder and the more difficult it got for me to be around other people who were not of the same vibration. You see, sensitive people, or empaths, so know when I say medium, intuitive, psychic, sensitive people, or an empath, I am encompassing all of us together. We have the ability to be emotional sponges, and it can heighten when we're out in public, when we're at work, when we're in large crowds. If we're at peace, and if we're surrounded by love, we can assimilate these things and we can flourish and we tend to do really, really well. But if we're surrounded by negativity, anxiety, uncertainty, darkness, any of those things, we can be exhausted and it's almost like we feel physically, mentally, and emotionally assaulted. It's tough for us to be out fully enjoying ourselves around others. We have to protect ourselves, and you just can't turn off being a medium. You're a medium all the time. And sometimes that pulls us into wanting to help others and help them to have the capacity to be able to change their vibration so that they don't have to live in this anxious, depressed, tired, negative place. However, what's important for us is for us to know that we can't heal everyone, we can't fix everyone, and the truth is some people are not meant to wake up in this lifetime. So instead, we are going to need to do something to keep ourselves in a place of clear love and light and vibration. I'm going to give you some tips right now in order to best handle life as we know it. The first thing, move away. If it's possible for you to distance yourself at least 20 feet from a suspected source of this energy, you're going to feel immediate relief. And don't err on the side of not wanting to offend anybody, because life is too short and lots of times we're writing the story about it anyway. If you're at a gathering, don't sit down to the and sit next to the energy vampire. Move yourself away from this person. If you look at them and you feel darkness or negative energy, or if you feel like this is someone who's just really wanting to suck you in, move away. Physical closeness can increase your empathy feelings and your anxiety and all those things that you're picking up on. The next thing you can do is completely regulate your breathing. If you suspect you're picking up on someone else's energy, I want you to just stop and take a few minutes and concentrate on your breath. This is going to help recenter you and bring you back to your spirit. Exhale the stress and inhale calmness. Picture wholeness around you and just see the negativity leaving you. You can do this even in a room with dozens of other people. No one actually has to know what you're doing mentally. Now, I would tell you, and I've said this over and over and over, even throughout the course of this program, please meditate. Be sure to meditate before going to the gathering, centering yourself, connecting with your spirit, feeling your heart center, getting strong. You can see yourself being cloaked in a cloak or in a guard of white light. Just even walk away. If you need to go to the bathroom to meditate for a moment, just calm yourself. Focus on positivity and love and get grounded, get grounded, get grounded. The next thing I would tell you to do is to set healthy limits and boundaries. You can control how much time you spend listening to stressful people, and you might need to learn to say no. You should set clear limits and boundaries with people, nicely cutting them off at the pass, and if they get critical or mean, No is actually a complete sentence. No. Practice it. The next thing is to visualize yourself in that white protective bubble of light. And I know that I've covered that in so many of my courses, but lots of times you just need a simple reminder to bring you back to the basics or where you need to be. Envisioning the bubble of white light around you, see it emanating pink love all throughout the circle. Visualize your entire body so that you can extremely move away from toxic people by just penetrating them with a barrier of love. Next, I would tell you to honor what your needs are. You have to really look at your life and ask yourself, what are you willing to do and what are you not willing to do? If you don't enjoy going to concerts, don't go. You don't enjoy going to the movies, don't go. It's not a pleasurable experience to get on a plane, don't do it. You get one shot in this lifetime. And as long as you're not going to come back and go, oh, I'm so sad, I wish I got on the plane, then who cares? This is your lifetime, your choices. You get to decide. And here's a few more tips for you. If someone asks you about you too much, just move away from them or just say no, or I'm sorry, I'm really busy right now. Can I just get back to you later on that? If your comfort level is only 1 hour social time with your in-laws, or if you can only handle being with your brother for a half an hour, time yourself. Take your own vehicle, have an alternate route of transportation so that you're not stranded. If crowds are overwhelming for you, try eating a really high protein meal beforehand and not fueling up on sugar. And ask yourself, is there a place in the crowd, like for me, I have a spot where I'll go to a movie theater where I will feel safe and comfortable being in that particular place. Ask yourself, where do I need to sit? Where do I need to be? What makes me feel comfortable? You know, a lot of empaths are also really highly sensitive to scents, and I'm definitely one of them. It really bothers me to be around people who have strong senses of perfume. I move away from people. I don't wear perfume myself. And I ask my family and my friends who are my bubble not to wear perfume because I'm so sensitive to it. You have to ask yourself, what are the boundaries and what are the things that you need for you? The biggest mistake that I see mediums making is that they feel like by saying these things, they're some sort of a diva, or they're not required, or they're not good enough. I'm not even sure what the word is, but they just feel like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't say I need anything. That's me, you know, just coming off like, who do I think I am? The truth is, I think that you're a medium. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. So you have to ask yourself, what are your boundaries? And what is it that you need? And if you can't ask for it, the next question is, why not? Why don't you think that you're worthy? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. When you go on a mediumship journey, it's equally important to go on a healing journey as well. This healing journey should teach you that when you need something or when your needs aren't being met, it's okay to ask for them. I hope I've given you some great tips and a few reminders for exactly what you can do when you're in a situation. As you move through your abilities and as you gain more confidence with spirit, the longer you are practicing day-to-day medium, the higher your energy and your vibration will become. Some days will be more challenging than others, but please remember this. None of us are here alone, and sometimes just surrendering and asking for what we need is the most important way through it.